This is episode 2274 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day four of our series this week. We are exploring the art of happiness, and in each episode, you are taking part in a meditation technique from world-class meditators to help you cultivate happiness. You have heard from some pretty inspirational and many times spiritual meditation leaders, such as His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, as well as Thich Nhat Hanh, Paramahansa Yogananda. And today you are going to discover keys to happiness from none other than Mahatma Gandhi from India. Now, Mahatma Gandhi isn't necessarily known for meditation, although he did meditate. You will also discover the meditation technique for today, which happens to be a mudra. I know many of you let me know that that is your favorite technique. It's often necessary to see a photo of the mudra. It's a way you position your hands. Simple to do. The mudra for you here on the podcast, I share on my Sip and Om Instagram page, so you can take a look at what the mudra is there. It is the Hakini mudra for mental clarity. And when you want to make important decisions, you probably intuitively do this mudra, as do many world leaders and business people when they're thinking seriously and coming up with a solution to an important problem, of which we have many in the world today. So this is a great mudra to be doing these days. You can also find this mudra on the Slowdown Guide on the Sip and Om Meditation app. There you receive the guide for the week's meditation techniques. It includes a yoga asana also, as well as an herb that represents this week's meditation series. So you will see a photo of the Hakini mudra there on the Slowdown Guide. You can grab that and the journal for this week's series free. You can try the whole app for the whole series for 7 days. So you could go through this week's 30-minute guided meditation experiences customized around happiness right there. Now, I am not sharing your fellow meditators' journeys this week, although you can always send me a direct message on my Instagram, and I love to hear from you, or leave a rating and review and let me know how your meditation ritual is coming along and what meditation has done for your life. Since I'm sharing a famous meditator's words and inspiration, I'll resume sharing your fellow meditators' journeys until next week's series. This is an important series because happiness seems elusive these days. So this week is a chance for you to meditate on the wisdom of the masters. So some ancient wisdom for your modern day life. I'll share with you a bit about Mahatma Gandhi, and then I'll guide you through his happiness meditation. So Mahatma Gandhi was an Indian lawyer who lived between the times of 1869, and he was assassinated on January 30th, 1948 in New Delhi, India. He was an anti-colonial nationalist who led a peaceful protest to oust British dominance throughout India. He was a political ethicist, and he employed this nonviolent resistance to lead, as I mentioned, the successful campaign for India's independence from British rule. This peaceful resistance spread throughout the world. So it was not only vital for India, but it led civil rights and freedom movements across the world. He says, "Happiness is when what you think and what you say and what you do are in harmony. So I want to share with you from an article from the National Herald of India. It's called What is Happiness and What Made Mahatma Gandhi Happy? By Rajmohan Gandhi, who wrote this. It was also in the first India Happiness Report of 2020, brought out by Dr. Rajesh K. Pelania. In August 1947, the month when his dream of independence was realized, Gandhi, responding to someone wanting a message, wrote out in Kolkata his now famous talisman. He says, "I will give you a talisman." By the way, a talisman, in case you're wondering, is a token of luck. He says, "Whenever you are in doubt, or when the self becomes too much with you, apply the following test. Recall the face of the poorest and the weakest person whom you may have ever seen, and ask yourself if the step you contemplate will be of any use to them. Will they gain anything by it? Will it restore them to a control over their own life and destiny? In other words, will it lead to Swaraj for the hungry and spiritually starving millions? Then you will find your doubts and yourself melting away." So I invite you now to settle yourself down to meditate. You may press your fingers and your thumb tips together to form the Hakini Mudra, creating space between your palms. Again, your fingertips and your thumb tips are pressed together with space between your palms, your hands held right at your chest. As you begin to relax your mind and your body, consider your challenge this week, your journal focus and meditation focus is to visualize how you want to live your life. Visualize the poorest and the weakest person you have ever seen. And ask if the plan for your life will be any use to this person. Will this person gain anything by the plans you have for your life? Will it restore this person to some sense of control over his own life and destiny? Will it lead to contributing towards helping to heal those spiritually starving millions? So does your life serve anyone other than yourself? Tweak your life vision, your life plan to include others, to make the world a better place. This is the key to happiness, according to Gandhi. You will find your doubts and yourself melting away when you allow your life to matter and to make a difference in the world. Continue visualizing your life and your vision of happiness to include others, allowing yourself to sit in stillness so these aspirations can resonate deeply within you. You are so worth slowing down for.